On this day, 103 years ago, three little children, poorly educated, learned the truth of this message of the gospel. Unless it abides in the vine, neither can you bear fruit unless you abide in me. Apart from me, you can do nothing. These children, Saints Jacinta and Francisco, and their cousin Lucia, in beholding the apparition of the Blessed Virgin Mary at Fatima, gave witness by their lives to the truth of this statement. What are three obscure shepherds ever supposed to do in making Christ more known and loved and obeyed in all of the world? Well, of themselves, nothing. But because they were taught by the Mother of God herself to abide in her Son, now it is impossible to measure the fruit that has come from the branch of their vine. This is not a message reserved to little children who receive an apparition of the Virgin Mary. This is not a message only for those who very devoutly and piously practice their faith. The message of Our Lady at Fatima was that this world is doomed without turning to her Son. And that includes every individual on this planet. There is no exception. We cannot bear fruit if we are not planted in Him. Branches strewn on the ground will wither and die because they are not rooted in anything. And the truth of this gospel, the truth that has been preached by the church for 2,000 years, a truth that even the Mother of God would descend to earth from heaven to remind us, is that if we are not united to Christ, we will do nothing. It is easy for us to listen to the gospel and often pass it off as being over-exaggerated or stating things too generally, too universally. But I do not think our Lord could speak more plainly and simply than he has here, a message which has continued down the ages. Therefore, what should be our response? First, it must be to make sure that we ourselves have taken care to remain united to the vine of Christ, in order that only the fruit he desires would be born from our efforts. And secondly, that we would work with an urgency to bring others to him. Without apology, without exception, that every soul would come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of the world. That is our mission. That is why the Mother of God has come to us again and again to remind us of this all-important though simple task, that her Son, Jesus Christ, would be proclaimed and glorified, and that he would be glorified by every last soul on earth coming to abide in him and so bear great fruit.